The Greeks over the weekend basically went to the polls and they had a resolution. They only had about a week to get this set up and to tee this up. And the resolution was thus, if you vote yes, you basically say, look, our creditors are right. We're going to do a deal. We're going to agree to these terms and we'll work forward from there to get this basically boost in funding. And if the answer is no, there's a chance that we may move away from the Eurozone. So they voted. They voted yesterday and they voted overwhelmingly to say no. 61% said, we are not going to do it. It's not a pretty picture. And again, we have had the discussions here with Pat Heller, and Pat is very, you know, pessimistic. Some would say healthily skeptical. That's fine. But pessimistic, and we looked at some of his counsel. He follows the financial markets. He also follows very closely because of his business over the years, the commodities, and he deals in gold and precious metals. So it's a messy situation with the euro. They could end up leaving the euro, and they could go back to the Greek drachma. And you think austerity is bad? Wait till you see what happens there when inflation goes out of sight. When that drachma is not worth very much, and people now worried about, can I get my $65 out of the cash machine? You may be able to get the equivalent of $65, and then 24 hours later, maybe worth 30 or 35 or even less. There's issues coming here, and it's not a pretty picture. What will Washington do about this? Jeff Birnbaum joining us live this morning now, Fox News political analyst, Washington Times columnist, president of BGR Public Relations. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
So this is something that Washington is watching, and not just because of concern over Greece itself, but things that don't exactly mirror, but certainly are eerily, uncomfortably similar in the United States with our own economy going forward.
Well, I know that there are similar comparisons being made, but I'm not sure that the U.S. is anywhere near what Greece
right.
is facing. It's in effect insolvency that the Greeks need an infusion of cash from central banks in Europe just to continue going ahead day to day. That's while the U.S. has a large debt and certainly has problems in the government, federal government's budget with entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare. We have a much stronger economy throwing off more than enough revenue to service the debt that we have.
Did it surprise you, Jeff, at all, the vote that took place there where basically the populace, through encouragement from their elected government, kind of thumbed their nose once again, and now it's there's still in a, something investors hate to see worldwide, an era of definite uncertainty?
Well, yes. It is a crazy period over in Greece now. There are long lines at ATMs and increasingly no money in those to be dispensed. What is needed is what's about to happen today in Paris, which is a meeting of European leaders to try to come up with another bailout program that entails sharp forgiveness of the debt that Greece has but cannot pay. The question is, and I think what the Greek citizens rejected were the very sharp austerity measures that Europe would have imposed, and the Greeks didn't want to be told what to do in that way. So there may be a deeper forgiveness of debt and a little bit less austerity demanded by Europe. But there are a lot of analysts today who believe that the defeat of this referendum is really a spur to come up with a new restructuring plan.
Jeff, you know, there's been, I won't go too far heavy into the micro macroeconomic model here, but just in general, there's been much made about Germany's role in this and saying, you know, it was part of failed policies after World War I that led to World War II with not forgiving debt and then a lot of forgiveness of debt, and that maybe they should be more. But the economies are so much more intertwined now globally than they were in that post-war era where one nation could call a lot of shots, and sometimes that nation was indeed us, the United States. Is it not a fair comparison to make anymore?
Well,
maybe politically one hand, then economically the other?
Well, the new reality in Europe is the Eurozone, and that Europe has a common currency and what amounts to a common economy. This is as if, and it's about the same size as the United States, so that it can compete globally. This is as if one small state in the United States had to declare bankruptcy because of pension problems or something similar. What the federal government would do would find a way, despite a lot of protests by the other states, to forgive some of the debt that that one troubled state had. It's just an expensive way to do it, and it is a burden to the rest of the country. That's what Europe is now facing. There are more dire predictions as well, that the Eurozone, the European Union, could unravel because it's not just Greece, but also Portugal and Spain and other countries that are facing huge debt burdens that they might not be able to pay. So this is a major problem to an important U.S. ally, the linchpin of which, in this case, is Germany, and to some extent also France. And so what we hear from the leaders of Germany and France will determine whether the European Union will stay together, and if so, how.
Yeah, you use that word ally, and of course NATO comes into play as there as well. It's not an inconsequential thing. Jeff Birnbaum, Fox News political analyst, Washington Times columnist. Always great to talk to you on Mondays coming off the weekend, even the long holiday weekend as well. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
More coming up here. We're going to be talking about your computer, your old computer, the one you're trying to keep on life support and maybe bring back to, can we even say, better than ever? In some cases, that may be accurate. Linda Lynch will join us on 1320 WILS.
Hi, I'm Rick Pruse.
Hi, I'm Kirby Pruse.
Hi, I'm